From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
You're on the couch, blowing up my phone. You don't wanna come out, but you don't wanna be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was House Party by Sam Hunt, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme songs. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 24th through the 26th, also at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from CRS Marble and Granite, and we'll be talking with Jen Threet in a few minutes with CRS Marble and Granite. Also, Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. And two different businesses. They sound kind of the same because of that marble and granite, but CRS Marble and Granite, they are what's referred to as a wholesaler of natural stone. And so they have their warehouse in North Charleston is stocked with thousands and thousands of gigantic stone slabs. And they sell those, they provide those stone slabs to a company like Universal Marble and Granite, who will cut that stone for you and install it in your kitchen. So two different companies, but they work together, CRS Marble and Granite. And then also we'll be talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Also we'll be talking with Troy Brown with Closets by Design, Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. And then we have a special interview with Callie Cranford. And Callie and her boyfriend, David Webster, have a company called thepartnersindine.com. And Callie and David, they're food bloggers. Callie is a photographer specializing in food photography. And David writes about different local restaurants. So the reason we're kind of steering away from a home-themed interview today is we just welcomed Callie Cranford on board Charleston Home and Design Magazine as one of our new photographers slash graphic designers. And so I just wanted to give Cali a little plug, and seems like just about everybody these days is, I guess I never heard the term side hustle until Uber came around, but a lot of people do have are working more than just one job, and that's what Cali's doing. But I hope you all had a great 4th of July Independence Day, and kind of a weird one with it falling right there in the middle of the week. So I hope you didn't celebrate too hard, because most people had to get up to go to work the next day. I know I did. But I really appreciate you listening to Talking About a Home, and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from CRS Marble and Granite, and they are a natural stone wholesaler located at 7246 Stahl Road, Suite 200 in North Charleston. And now we're talking with Jen Threet with CRS Marble and Granite. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Jen, take a moment and tell everybody about CRS Marble and Granite.
Well, we are a natural stone and quartz wholesaler. We sell to the fabricators, builders, contractors, homeowners come in here to pick their stone out, and we physically sell it to the people who cut and install.
Uh-huh.
So a homeowner or otherwise would come in here, and we would ask them different questions about what they're looking for, what type of stone they're looking for, have them sign in, and we would accompany them to the back. And while we're going through the back, we explain the differences in the types of stones that we have, the different hardness of them, and we would write down everything that they liked, mm-hmm. make a list, and email it to whomever they wanted pricing from.
Gotcha. So you mentioned that term fabricator before, and the fabricator is the local company that cuts the stone. They go out to your house and measure your countertops if you're replacing countertops, or they look at your house plans if you're building a new house. And they're the ones that are going to give the price that includes the cost of the slab, right?
And, correct.
And then also mm-hmm. the cost to cut it and polish it and do the edging and so forth. So CRS Marble and Granite, you folks, you're the ones that are supplying the big slabs of stone to the fabricators, right?
Exactly, yes. And we don't give pricing to the homeowners or contractors or builders. We actually have price levels A through E, A being the lowest, E being the highest. So that kind of gives a little gauge on what each stone kind of is. Mm-hmm. And if they have no idea in the beginning, I generally tell them, you know, if they like something that's an E, just write it down and just get a price for it. Won't hurt anything but your feelings in the end, I guess. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we always recommend that a homeowner visit a wholesaler like CRS Marble and Granite, because you get to see the entire slab of stone and describe what a slab looks like or what a slab is.
A slab is one piece of stone mm-hmm. that is actually cut from a big, huge, huge block of stone from a quarry. And we actually have a picture of a quarry in our showroom, so you can kind of see how it's cut and what it looks like. And they're really big. They're generally, 10 feet by 11 feet.
Yeah, and the slab itself, the reason you can't give exact pricing out to the public is because it all depends on the intricacy of the installation and what kinds of edging that you're going to want on your countertops and so forth, and so that's where the fabricator comes in. So the slab originates from CRS Marble and Granite. It's transferred over to the fabricator, and the fabricator is the one that has all of the measurements for the homeowner's house, and we'll cut that stone and be the ones that deliver it to your home and install it and make sure everything is good to go, right?
Exactly. Yep.
But you can give them a general idea of the pricing through the letters that you mentioned. So A is the least expensive, and those would be stones like Ubatuba.
Correct.
Santa
Cecilia, Dallas White, things like that. And then level E's are generally going to be, you know, your quartzites, very, very rare stones. We have semi-precious stone. We have something like Taj Mahal, which is a level E. And quartzites generally look like marbles because they're very soft, like marbles, as far as the look.
Mm-hmm.
They're very hard in actual durability, but they look very soft. And that's very rare, so they generally are a higher price.
Right, and a lot of people love that look of marble on their countertops in the kitchen, but generally marble goes into the bathroom area because it's a softer stone. And some people do put it in their kitchen, but you're always going to have to be paranoid about putting a glass of red wine down on it. Or sometimes if you're cutting on that stone, it can it's a little softer than granite, so it can leave marks and
that is true, but I don't like to steer people away from mm-hmm. putting marble in the kitchen. Marble has been used for, I mean, longer than we know. And I've seen marble in restaurants, and it looks great. Maybe the polish has come off over time, and, you know, you can always get something honed later. That's not an issue. But if a restaurant, you know, bar area can put marble in and not have any issues, I think a homeowner should be okay.
Yeah,
there's a lot of
true.
Traffic in restaurants.
That's true. But a lot of people, that's why quartz is so popular, because it looks like marble, but it's as hard as granite. So
right.
you get that look of marble without having to worry about it ever.
And that's true as well. Yeah.
Scratching,
so you don't
so
have
far.
To seal quartz.
Right. Well, take us on kind of a virtual tour of CRS marble and granite. We're kind of in the outer showroom area, and your big showroom is actually the warehouse. And about how many slabs at any given time does CRS marble and granite have on hand?
Oh gosh, we have about 300 colors, so many options to choose from. Like I said, you would walk in and, you know, we would get you signed in and everything, kind of tell you a little bit about us and our stone, and then we would take you in the back. And the lighting is amazing. We've heard from so many people that compared to other places, our lighting is the best, and that's what's most important for you to see the actual color of the stone and know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah, that's something you've pointed out on our radio show before, is that just like with paint color, sometimes the paint color, the swatch looks good in the paint store, but then when you get it home on your wall, it looks a little different. And it has to do with the lighting, and so the lighting here in the show in the warehouse at CRS Marble and Granite, you try to replicate what it's going to look like in your own home.
Correct. We try our best. No one is going to have fluorescent bulbs in their kitchen, but to get the best lighting in a huge warehouse setting, that's what we have to use. So it is the best as far as lighting goes in a warehouse.
Right, gotcha. So you've got 300 different types of stone, and then you've got multiples of those 300 stones. So
correct.
Over 1,000 slabs back there?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good deal. And going back to the pricing, the pricing is determined by supply and demand, and so like the Ubatuba, which I happen to like, it's that nice solid black color with gold specks, and there's just a lot of that on the market, and
correct.
So that's why it's nice and inexpensive.
Right.
And then the more exotic stones are the ones that are harder to get out of the ground. There's less supply of those, and so the price is higher.
Exactly.
For those.
The more rare the stone, the more rare the color and the pattern, the higher the price is going to be.
What do you recommend a homeowner bring with them when they visit CRS Marble and Granite, like a cabinet sample or?
Well, we have a few cabinet samples here just in case you forget or something like that. But it's nice to, you know, bring your color swatches, bring your cabinets, bring, you know, any color that might represent something that will be close to your kitchen in your house that you want to match.
Mm-hmm.
Bring whatever you want. We actually have a wagon, you know, for people to bring tiles and everything to pull around.
Oh, how convenient. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. nice. A good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about CRS Marble and Granite?
Well, we have a website. It's crsgranite.com, and it's very live. We have all of our stones and all of our locations on this website. So if you ever want to peruse, you can peruse by price level, color, stone type, whether it's marble, granite, quartz, and kind of find what you want from there. And just call us and say, hey, I saw this on your website. Do you have it in stock? And we'll go from there.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jen Threet with CRS Marble and Granite, and special thanks to CRS Marble and Granite for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much, Jen.
Thanks.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from CRS Marble and Granite, and they are located at 7246 Stahl Road, Suite 200, just off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. How are you doing, Greg?
Very good. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. Take a moment, tell everybody about Universal Marble and Granite.
So Universal Marble and Granite has been in North Charleston for the last 14 years, supplying countertops for kitchens, fireplaces, bathroom vanities, etc. We carry just a wide range of products from standard builder grade up through many exotics and everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So just a few minutes ago, we were talking with Jen Threet with CRS Marble and Granite, and she mentioned the fabricators are the ones that ultimately cut the stone, and that's what Universal Marble and Granite is. You folks are fabricators.
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. So you're the ones that will ultimately give the ultimate price to the consumer. Includes the cost of the slab and the cutting and installation, everything that goes with it.
Correct. So a lot of times a builder will come in and he'll bring a client and they'll be, say, building a new house on the Stono River.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll walk them around and pick out all their kitchen countertops, and then we'll go in and maybe do a laundry room or a home theater, and then we'll go in and maybe do four or five bathrooms. So we have a ton of product right now, so we're able to have a lot of diversity in what we can offer clients. In the last 6 weeks, we brought in five containers of new product.
Mm.
And it kind of runs the gamut of everything from, you know, builder grade products, you know, Giallo Ornamento and Dallas White and Crema Pearl, up through a lot of quartzites and some exotics. We recently kind of beefed up our exotics there. We brought in some Audax and Black Taurus, Blue Nile, Copenhagen, Gold Marinace, Mardel Plata, Avalanche, Mumtaz, Titanium, and Taj Mahal, including about five different quartzites that we have in stock right now.
I always love the names that they give to these different stones. Who do you think comes up with these?
You know, it's funny. I do a lot of work with Jen at CRS. They supply a lot of our product, and I've seen Jen name a couple herself.
Is that right?
Yes.
Just whatever inspires them to. Because it might be a Latin or a Spanish or a Portuguese name or something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. A lot of Brazilian stones, a lot of Italian stones, a lot of Indian stones.
Uh-huh.
You know, your Fantasy Brown and some of those.
Right. Gotcha. So Universal Marble and Granite, you folks have been around a while, and but you've upgraded a lot of the equipment that you use to cut this stone, right?
We have. We've tried to take an industry that's been cutting, you know, with the same material and things for, you know, the last 50 years, and tried to upgrade the technology. So we're very pleased. 2 weeks ago, we went out and made a significant investment, $28,000 in a 3D laser templating system from Laser Products. So this allows us to go out and not only template the cabinet, template the countertop around it, and we're able to, you know, put any kind of radiuses and things that we might need on that. Somebody wants an unusual curve or something, we're able to do that and plot that on there. But the additional beauty of it is it measures the walls. So this 3D template now takes any inconsistencies in the walls and plots those. And then once you have all this information, you download it to a Allen Data Graphics plastic template printer, and it cuts a thick plastic film out to the exact measurements of the countertop. So we're able to literally get these countertops now to fit like a glove, and it doesn't matter if the walls are off or not straight or crooked or curved, etc.
So which is normal, even in new construction.
Yep, right. Yep. It's funny, we do a lot of work downtown, and you know, you expect some crooked walls, but some of the new construction's worse. So
right. You know, this might not be super exciting to our listeners to hear about the type of equipment that Universal Marble and Granite is using to cut the stone, but let me give you a quick story that will illustrate how important this is. I was leaving my house about a month or two ago and saw a neighbor who was building a house had hired a crane to lift some fabricated stone for the countertops up the stairs, and then there was like some wheels attached to the stone so that once it was on the front porch, they were able to wheel it in. And I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting to see that happen. About a week later, I see the crane back and they're taking the stone out. They're removing it. So obviously there was a problem with the way that countertop mm-hmm. was fabricated. They didn't cut it right, or something went wrong, mm-hmm. and just think of all the hassle for the homeowner to have to deal with that. You kind of assume that it's going to be one and done when mm-hmm. when you're having countertops made for you, but mm-hmm. it's possible. It happens, I imagine, every day where stone gets cut incorrectly because it was measured incorrectly or something like that.
Sure,
and this new. This new $28,000 laser that you're talking about, that cuts down on all those kinds of mistakes, right?
It does. It's helped us dramatically in that area already. The other thing it allows us to do, you know, we do a lot of fireplace surrounds. We're starting to do a lot of full backsplashes behind kitchen counters, which previously would have been very difficult for us to do, but now we're able to come in and laser template those, and it makes it quite a bit easier for us to be able to do that.
Gotcha. And this $28,000 equipment purchase, this is in addition to your new bridge saw that Universal Marble and Granite recently bought?
Yes. 8 weeks ago, we just bought a new state-of-the-art CNC-controlled touchscreen technology bridge saw. It's even got a little remote control, so you take it with you and you're able to inch up a 16th at a time to get some very precise cuts when you need to. It's got an auto-rotating platen. It locks in 45, 90, 180 degrees, and additionally, it's got a auto-rotating blade to 45 degrees. We find ourselves doing a lot of waterfall edges. In fact, we're installing one today on the Stono River that, you know, it's 10 foot long, and a waterfall, 45-degree waterfall edge off each side going down to the floor.
Gotcha, and that waterfall, is named because it sort of looks as if it's similar to a waterfall but it's basically stone on the side of your island, basically.
Correct. Okay. So what we were able to do, take a beautiful Borghini gold quartz that has a nice gold thick and light veining to it, and match those up and run those right off the side of that also.
So it looks seamless.
Correct.
Gotcha. Well, would you say that every fabricator out there in Charleston has made these kinds of upgrades to brand new equipment like Universal Marble and Granite?
I'm not aware of. Somebody mentioned that there was another fabricator that had the laser templating system. There might be one or two locally. I'm not aware of any others, though. It's a significant investment in our field, but we felt it was time to make that technology improvement.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of good fabricators out there in Charleston, but this kind of gives you some insight into why it might be a good idea to check out Universal Marble and Granite, because they have made all these mechanical and technological upgrades, and it just means less hassle and a better overall product for the end consumer, for the homeowner. So, you know, whether you're getting your car fixed or what have you, you assume everything's going to go right, but as we all know, things don't always go right, and so you're really taking away a lot of the risk by working with a company like Universal Marble and Granite that's got all of this brand new equipment. Well, what about you? We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about some of the new products that you had on hand. What are you seeing people asking for these days?
Well, a lot of people, you know, are still going with the whites and the light grays. We pride ourselves on having 5 or 6 bundles of a product called Shadow Storm on the lot at all times, and I have that both in a polished and a honed surface. So honed means they've taken that polished surface off, so it's not as reflective.
Not as glossy.
So they run the gamut from a very white with just a little bit of color. I've got one that's got a little bit of almost a gray, light gray blue to it, to you know, the true Shadow Storm. You think of a stormy, turbulent type effect with whites and grays. Mm-hmm. And right now that's our largest seller. The other thing would be a Fantasy Brown, and we've got 9 different bundles of Fantasy Brown in stock. A lot of people like movement in stone right now, and you know, Fantasy Brown comes with the lighter beiges and white and grays in it that look great on existing countertops. And we've done a number of those, both in with darker cabinets and white cabinets, and it looks fabulous on all of them.
Mm, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Universal Marble and Granite?
You can go to our website, universalmgranite.net. You can also give us a call at 843-767-7779, or come visit us at 7265 Peppermill Parkway. We're off of Ashley Phosphate in North Charleston.
And you'll find a lot of favorable reviews when you do a search for Universal Marble and Granite.
Yes, we've been very fortunate there. We have 35 5-star Google ratings currently.
Good deal. All right. Well, we've been talking with Greg Hoffman with Universal Marble and Granite. Thanks so much, Greg.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from CRS Marble and Granite, and they're located at 7246 Stahl Road, Suite 200, just off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Troy Brown with Closets by Design. How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good. Troy, take a moment and tell everybody about Closets by Design.
Sure, I'd love to. Closets by Design is a company that specializes in customized closets, pantries, garages, home desk, and bookcases. We are a highly customized shop, and we do a lot of different projects for people throughout all of our community here.
Okay, gotcha. So Closets by Design, there are other Closets by Design locations throughout the country?
Yes, Closets by Design has been in existence for over 35 years, and there are 46 other locations in this country, and we are one of those.
Okay, great. And and you obviously help homeowners with closets. That's the specialty. But then there's also, you can help homeowners in other parts of the house as well.
We do. In fact, closets only represents about 44% of our business. And we do a ton of garages. That seems to be very popular right now, is organizing garages and getting gentlemen where they have their tools and everything in a way that they can move around the garage easily and grab these tools. That's very popular. Also, pantries are something we're seeing a lot of activity, and we're even doing a lot of spaces in utility rooms. So almost anywhere where you need organizational services and cabinets and all those kind of things, we have a solution for that.
Gotcha, like a home office, for example?
Absolutely, so we're seeing that really, really prevalent here in the Charleston area, because homes oftentimes have odd-shaped rooms where they're working, where they wanna work out of the home, or maybe they just want a desk, and we are able to build these desks that really fit the wall space, and they're highly customizable, and it's just a superior product. Mm-hmm. It's excellent.
Does Closets by Design supply Murphy beds?
We do. I'm glad you brought that up because that escaped my mind. So we do Murphy beds, and they're something that we were surprised that we're getting the feedback we are on those. There's a lot of people here that are living in condos and those kind of environments, and they want to be able to accommodate maybe their grandkids or their guests coming, but they don't have the room. Mm-hmm. And so the Murphy beds are a great solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the nice thing about a Murphy bed is that spare bedroom that you're using as your home office, when you do have guests coming to visit, it can easily be converted back to a guest room if you've got that Murphy bed installed.
That's absolutely right.
Good deal. Well, what are you seeing as far as what people are asking for their closets? Because it used to be, you know, in Charleston, probably before right up until like 19. I know we've got a house my first house was built in 1912, has no closets at all. And at some point they started building closets, but you just had wood shelves. Then people are very familiar with the wire shelves that a lot of times if you have a newer house, the builder will sort of overlook the closet and just put some wire shelves, and nobody likes that wire shelving. You're probably replacing a lot of those wire shelves at Closets by Design.
We do. We replace a lot of those. In fact, all of the things that you just listed are what we're seeing. We see homes that have been around for 100 years, and we see homes that have been around 6 months, and mm-hmm. all of them typically need a solution of some kind. And what we're seeing today, I think that's interesting to me is I grew up in an era where we really didn't have closet systems like you're seeing today, and wardrobes and dresser drawers and all those kind of things were really your solutions. And we're seeing more and more of that migrate to the closets, mm-hmm. where we have drawer banks, and we have hanging areas, more hanging area with our systems, because you can basically double their capacity on a wall. With a lot of shelving systems, shoe shelves, where you can have an organized opportunity there as well. It's really endless what we do. And what's so appealing is there's not a specific demographic that we serve. You know, because it's customized in nature, your budget can be met. And we're seeing that happen, and we're really serving the entire community in mm-hmm. that respect.
You know, everybody thinks of those beautiful walk-in closets, they could be photographed and put in a magazine. They're so opulent, but a lot of people don't have that kind of space. How can Closets by Design help someone who might have a more traditional house and traditional closets?
Well, I would say that exactly what I've stated a couple of times, because it's so custom, you know, to your needs. There may be someone who has more hanging items and they really want more hanging space. And what we see a lot, for example, is not a walk-in closet, it's a reach-in closet. And as we all know, when you have a bedroom with a reach-in closet, you're very limited as to what you can do there. But we're able to bring a lot of organization over that space, where you can double hang your items and have a drawer bank in there if that's necessary, shelving, the whole thing. It just really is specific to the homeowner or a customer and what their needs are, and we take all that in consideration whenever we design a space for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are concerned about the finishes that are going into some of these closets. What are some of the more popular finishes that people are choosing?
You know, it's interesting you say that. The most popular really is just the plain white finish, and that's probably 85% of what we do, believe it or not. So, but we do have literally hundreds of different finishes, and we see the wood grains are very, very popular. And when I say wood grains, there's multiple, you know, dark woods and lighter woods, and that's a very popular finish. But we're also seeing right now grays. Gray is a very popular color, and we're seeing it a lot. And so we have two or three different options for grays, solid colors, maybe a bisque. So there's a true variety of colors. We're seeing our countertops, the granite looks that have a really rich look, but they're not as expensive as granite, obviously. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things we do, and in some cases we partner with different vendors, and we bring true granite countertop in, or sometimes you'll see like a Corian or whatever. So it's really endless what you can do in these closets.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Talk about the process. I would imagine you've seen a few closets that look like a bomb went off inside it, and When the homeowner knows that they need a better system, they call Closets by Design. Take us through what happens then.
Well, it's a really great process because, you know, one of the things that I struggle with at times is when I call someone to my home and they may be 4 or 5 days coming out, and then they come back, I got a second or third time, and I'm 6-8 weeks in before I even get anything done. And what we do is we really bring a designer in the showroom to our customer. Mm-hmm. We have a showroom here in North Charleston, and we'd love people to come and see what we build. But our motto is to take a designer and come out to see our customer and spend time with them in the space that they want to build something. And we design it. We have all of our products with us. We have all the different finishes with us and different examples and pictures and photographs. And we bring the showroom to our client. And the goal is when we come out that first day, that we leave there with a design finished right then, so that we can get our customers on our install board and really efficiently and quickly get them a project and get it finished for them.
Mm-hmm. Do you give them pricing on the spot as
Absolutely,
well?
Absolutely, we do. We come out, we design it, we price it, we get them a date where they know when it's happening, and we do it all at that same time.
What kinds of questions do you typically ask a homeowner just to try to figure out how they're living?
Well, you know, one of the things that we'd like to understand is what's important to them. Because it's interesting, you can talk to 10 people, and 10 people have different priorities. And so the very first thing we want to understand is what is important to them. And we like to understand their budget, too, so that we can guide them in a way that gets them a solution that works for them. The most important thing for people to understand is they can afford our product. And the product can be as opulent, to use your term, as you want it to be, or it can be as, you know, truly economical and give you the functionality that's required in order for you to accomplish your goals. Mm-hmm. And so the very first thing we would want to do when we're talking to our clients is what do they want to use the space for? What's important to them? Is it shoes? Is it hanging closets? Maybe it's a linen closet. Maybe it's they want to put their shirts and t-shirts on a shelf and they want it behind a door where it's not open for everyone to see. So we really try to spend a lot of time to understand our customers and what they're really after and design around their needs so mm-hmm. that we can really accommodate them and give them a custom experience.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Closets by Design?
Well, the first thing that they can do clearly is look us up online. And we are at closetsbydesign.com. So that's, and it's plural closet. So that's closetsbydesign.com. Mm-hmm. They can see a lot of our products online. They can also call us here locally, and our number is 843-225-6725, or they can call 800-BY-DESIGN. That will get them to us as well. So, you know, we want to give them every avenue they can to get in touch with us so that we can become a vendor of choice for them.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Troy Brown with Closets by Design. Thanks so much, Troy. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from CRS Marble and Granite, and they're located at 7246 Stahl Road, just off of Ashley Phosphate Road. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. Thank you.
Sure. Robert, take a moment, tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a local small business that my wife and I started back in 2005. Mm-hmm. So it's been a while. So it's something that's been a passion of mine, putting up garage doors. Our business has grown over the years to where I have employees now that are installing the garage doors, but I'm still able to go out and do checking on the job sites and doing the sales and some service.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Robert, your background, you're an Air Force veteran and you used to be with the South Carolina Highway Patrol.
Correct. Yes. So I have service background. So there's definitely something in my DNA that I want to, you know, put, you know, service before self. Uh-huh. And I feel like that's been a good mix between coming into business. Customer service is very important to us. So when I go out to do a job, I still feel like, even though it's just putting a garage door, maybe some people might not be as exciting as when I was on the highway patrol, but I still get a lot of satisfaction in making sure the garage door is working good for them and the customer's happy with it. And right. It's a lot safer.
Right.
Now you might get a little, you might get cut or something on the garage door, but other than that, you don't have to put on a vest to go to work every day. So.
Right. Well, some of the most entrepreneurial people I've ever met are EMTs and firefighters and veterans like yourself, because I guess you know you're working shifts where you're working multiple days in a row, and then you get nice stretches of days off, and a lot of times these guys and gals will have some side work going on in their lives.
And that's true. A lot of firefighters and police officers, they do that. And even when I was in the Air Force, I worked a side job. So I've always worked a side job. This is my full-time job now. But I get a lot of satisfaction from it. This is probably one of the more satisfaction things I've done. Mm-hmm. You know, serving my country, I got a lot of satisfaction. But serving my community and then serving my customers, I get a lot of satisfaction to make sure that my people are doing a good job and they're providing the customer service. And we've grown over the years, so we've been able to get the customer the needs that they want in a timely manner, but still we're small enough that we can give that little extra family feel, a little extra customer service that a smaller local business can give. Mm-hmm. Over a larger one.
Right. Well, a homeowners can buy garage doors a number of different sources, so you are making a choice. I think the first garage door I bought was at one of the big box stores, and it was installed by a local installer. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, but the purchase was made through one of the big box stores. So you know, as a consumer, you have, my listeners have a choice you make, and you can choose to do business with a local company like All About Garage Doors, and knowing that you're doing business with it's not just local, but he's a veteran, that, you know, that might make the difference between going with you guys versus one of the big guys.
And it has, and I really do appreciate that. I mean, that's something over the years that, you know, a lot of people has heard me on the radio, and they ask, are you the trooper? Used to be on the highway patrol, and I say yes, and then they ask, well, how did you get into garage doors? And then I go into, well, you know, a lot of law enforcement or firefighters, you don't make a lot of money in that, but it's more of a service. Mm-hmm. Or it's more of a calling, almost like a teacher.
Yeah,
or something
love.
Like that. You don't go in it for the money. Mm-hmm. So then you usually do stuff on the side in construction, and then so I started doing garage doors, and just, you know, one of the things that I always knew was if you did a good job and you did it at a fair, reasonable price, the money would come.
Right.
So it just, our business has just grown over years, and it's something that I've been able to do full time for past 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So, and like I said, I'm not just saying that, this has been the most rewarding thing I've done. So, yeah. And one of the things that I do that's different from the big box stores is, I think that we try to help our customers go through the process of picking out a garage door, process of having somebody come out and measure, the process of, you know, explaining the different style doors, and then the process of getting it done by qualified people, and then making sure that they're happy with the product, because that's how we've grown over the years, is we've had customers that have been happy and they refer us, and that's, I'm so thankful for the customers that we've had over the years.
Right. What are you finding customers choosing in terms of their garage doors these days? Because they've gotten very stylish.
Correct. They have. Because, Tim, you know, even 5 or 6 years ago, they didn't have all the garage doors. I remember us sitting here talking about wind-loaded doors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, now wind-loaded doors are standard. But they've come with different styles now. And we just did a job over on Isle of Palms. It was a beautiful driftwood door, a carriage style door. It looks like driftwood that you would see on the beach. So it turned out very, very, very nice for the look of the house. So, and of course, the customer was very happy with the outcome. So there's a lot of new products out there. CHI Overhead Doors is the manufacturer we use, and they have accent products that for customers that are looking for that wood look but they don't want to have the maintenance of that wood look. So mm-hmm. CHI overhead doors, the accents are a very good option for the customers to have if they're wanting that wood carriage style look.
Yeah, and everybody wants low maintenance or no maintenance if possible.
Correct. And I always, you know, it's I try to find out what a customer's wanting and try to fit in their budget. And one of the things I do ask is how much maintenance they want to spend on their garage door. And they do require maintenance, but one of those things is if you're looking for that wood look, but you're not wanting to do the maintenance down here in the South of having to stain the door every few years, the accent is a very good option for you. Mm-hmm.
And something our builder pointed out when we built our house 10 years ago, because we were going to go with a wood door, and he said, well, you're going to get a lot of water when it rains, the splash when it hits the driveway. A lot mm-hmm. of times you end up having to replace that bottom panel.
Correct.
Because it gets exposed to a lot of rain that's splashing up on it and so forth.
Yeah, and exactly. And then 10 years ago, they didn't have the options that they have now. So and we do get customers that want to do the retrofits, that want to replace their garage doors, because it's been about 10 or 15 years that their doors are in. So we're getting calls for that, and we're so thankful and grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. So the doors that look like a set of old-fashioned carriage house doors, like you see in downtown Charleston, those are very popular. Are you seeing people, like with new construction, is it one big garage door, like for a two-car garage, or are they going with two separate doors?
No, I think you've seen a trend probably about 5 or 6 years ago where people are putting in more garage doors. So we are, there are homes that are, we're putting in 5 or 6 garage doors in a home now. But the trend that I see that's coming that I've been very surprised of is the glass doors. And I wanted to touch on that if I got a second, mm-hmm. is it enables a homeowner to bring the nature in to a home and still be able to shut that door and have the privacy and the security. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of what people are seeing is we're doing, especially in outdoor kitchens areas where people are wanting to bring in the pool into their home. So those are starting to be popular. So mm-hmm. I wanted to bring that up too.
So they're using these glass garage doors for things other than just their garages, spaces.
Correct.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's
so
cool.
They're bringing them into the house. We got a project that's coming up where it is actually going to open up into their kitchen. Mm. So they will have garage doors, in essence, in their kitchen that's going to open up to the outside deck.
Right, sort of taking a cue from a lot of restaurants you see.
Correct.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about all about garage doors?
Of course, they can visit y'all on y'all's website or see us in the magazine. Our website is aagdcharleston.com, or they can call us at our office in Somerville at area code 843-832-4304.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Callie Cranford with the partnersindine.com. How are you, Callie?
I'm good. Thank you, Tim, for having me.
Sure. Callie, take a moment and tell everybody about the partnersindine.com.
Well, it's me and my boyfriend, David Webster. He's mm-hmm. the writer behind everything. We are a culinary couple going on a journey to find the best food and drink establishments in Charleston and surrounding areas, just learning about new experiences and really taking a different side to what a normal restaurant goer would see and kind of finding the uniqueness of the restaurant or the establishment.
Gotcha. So. How do you help diners with your blog and your website?
Yeah, so we actually we kind of do a trade. So we go in, kind of talk about the restaurant, give our viewers and their viewers like insight on their restaurant, what's new, what's unique. And in trade, we give the restaurant or brewery, winery photos. Mm-hmm. So they get 15 to 20 photos that they can use throughout social media, their website. So it's beneficial on both sides, the restaurant and us. So
gotcha. Yeah. So you were you and your boyfriend both part of the Partners in Dine. You're showcasing restaurants, not critiquing them.
No, we do kind of give our viewers things that we don't necessarily like or we would like to see change, but mostly it's about just showcasing mm-hmm. the restaurant.
There's mm-hmm. so many restaurants in Charleston, you think it would be easy to decide where to go to eat, but a lot of times people are kind of stumped. They're, you know, where it's almost like they're overwhelmed with the choices.
Absolutely.
How can the Partners in Dine help people to decide, you know, where to go for breakfast or for lunch or dinner or drinks or what have you?
So I think that we try to pick places that aren't on, you know, the top 20 places when you Google mm-hmm. In Charleston. And I think we like to give people that are locals in Charleston that know about these certain breweries or restaurants that are kind of hidden or not known about as much and give light on those. So I think that it helps the typical person that's just traveling here, gives them insight to what the locals kind of do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Are the Partners in Dine, are you folks only talking about restaurants here in the Charleston area?
We do. We have local and beyond on our website. So we do kind of everything. We stick to mostly local, but we went to Greece. So we did a piece on our favorite restaurants there. We did a little bit of trade while we were in Greece. So like giving insight on people that want to travel and learn about food around the world, thinking about doing a piece in North Carolina. So learning those different places as well. Mm-hmm. So gotcha. It's all over.
How did you and your boyfriend David Webster get started with all this?
Well, we started, I am a food photographer and have worked for a few different publications in Charleston that specialize in food and drink. So I kind of wanted to take my own spin on that. And he's an amazing writer. And we kind of wanted to put our two heads together and help restaurants, but also eat for free. Mm-hmm. So it's been fun.
Right, yeah. Right. How does it feel to be in a position of being so influential? Because you're kind of guiding people to these spots that those people may not otherwise have found these restaurants on their own.
Social media is huge. So I think that we are just putting our mark on what we believe is the best around Charleston and finding those unique things in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Tell me about some of your best finds that you've come across with the Partners in Dine.
Our last blog was on Frothy Beard Brewing, and we met Joey, Michael, and Steve. They're the owners of Frothy Beard, kind of the behind-the-scenes masters. They're amazing. And they kind of started like we did, you know, brewing in their house. We didn't brew in our house. But, I mean, like a small town, mm-hmm. you know, kind of feel. And they started brewing at home. They were roommates for years. And they have just changed and grown in life together. And they've have these great ideas. They have a great website that kind of gives you a following of what Frothy Beard is. And they have Finnegan, who's like their made up character. And it's cool to like learn their journey and how they started so small and are so big now. Hmm. So
Frothy yeah. Beard, where are they located?
They have a West Ashley location.
Hmm. How many breweries are there in Charleston now? I mean, there used to just be Palmetto Brewery mm-hmm. Way back when. And it seems like it's exploded. Is there about 10 or so or 10
yeah,
or more breweries here in Charleston?
Holy City, Palmetto, they're all over the place.
Right, right.
But it's cool because you get to just go in and learn about beer and talk to some cool people. Right. So, yeah.
I remember in my college days, when my friends and I would go to New York City, we would always go to McSorley's Ale House, if you heard of that. And kind of the big claim to fame was they brew their own beer on the premises. And
right.
So they have a light beer and a dark beer. That's all they do. They don't serve anything else except for those two beers. And that used to be kind of unique for them. But but today, I mean, there's so many brew pubs that are around that it's I'm glad McSorley's in New York City is still very popular. I heard they closed them down for a little while, the health department, because their claim to fame was they had all this, they had like dust just dripping off of the light fixtures and things like that. And that was all kind of part of the ambiance of that place. But I guess the health department made them clean it all up. But
that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Do you get hit up by all your friends to ask where they should eat and drink and stuff like that?
Yes, all the time. And when our friends do come and visit, we like to take them to some of the places that we've hit on our blog. And it's cool because I think that when you do Google top places in Charleston, you don't find a lot of like West Ashley, James Island, Folly, Mount Pleasant places. It's mostly downtown. So we like to bring people over across the bridge and do Frothy Beard or Mex One Cantina, and just kind of broaden their horizons to what is also in Charleston other than just downtown.
Right. What's been the Partners in Dine involvement with the Wine and Food Festival?
Well, as a food photographer, I've kind of worked with them already, and we decided to do a piece on what we should have brought to the Wine and Food Festival, kind of giving viewers just more details on the silly stuff that we should have brought. We've gone for the past 3 years, and every time we forget something, like a bag, or to get there early to get a glass, because I think it's to experience everything from the very beginning, especially on the Sunday. Culinary villages, I think, like getting there as soon as possible, skipping the lines, and getting like a cute little novelty glass is really cool. So we like to give people some insights on what they should have done.
Cool.
So yeah.
Well, how can folks what are the ways that people can read about the Partners in Dine and so forth?
Well, we're on Instagram, so you can follow us on Instagram. We're on Facebook, and our website's always changing, so those are the three main places.
The Partners in Dine.
Yes.
And make sure to include that word, the Partners in Dine. And by the way, Callie Cranford is one of our new additions to Charleston Home and Design magazine. She was hired as a photographer and a graphic designer here. So welcome to the Charleston Home and Design magazine family. And you're very talented, and we're looking forward to your first issue, which you're working on right now, right?
Yes, we're very excited. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited to start this new adventure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Callie Cranford, and check out Callie Cranford and her boyfriend David Webster's website, thepartnerindine.com, in order to learn some of the great spots to eat and drink here in Charleston. Thanks so much, Callie.
Thank you.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday